Dublin Fire Brigade has been urged to better equip its staff to deal with electric vehicle blazes. It comes as chiefs warn that the vehicle's batteries are the fastest growing fire trend around the world, while the lightweight lithium-ion cells used in electric vehicles, bikes and scooters are generally safe. They can pose a risk when overcharged, short-circuited, misused or damaged. We'll be talking to Geraldine Herbert, the motoring correspondent of the Sunday Independent, tomorrow about that. But with us now is Jeff McAvoy, who's a trade unionist at CIPTU. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. So these cars, I mean, there's more and more cars being bought, either hybrid or all electric. What's the danger?
So I think it's important to say at the outset that they're not any more dangerous than what we might call a traditional petrol vehicle. But they do present a particular challenge and a risk if they do catch fire. The batteries within them burn hotter and they burn longer. So that requires then a particular response from fire crews on the ground who are responding to an incident if it involves an electric vehicle that is on fire. And the challenge that we have and the problem that we have is that that risk is not properly understood. And that means, therefore, that we don't know what's required to properly address a fire in one of those vehicles. Do Dublin Fire Brigade require additional training? Do they require additional resources? There needs to be much greater understanding, a greater degree of risk assessments and health and safety assessments, so that we can, you know, so that the brigade can make informed decisions and that the firefighters who are responding to incidents can do so in a safe and swift manner. And it speaks to a greater problem, which is that there are huge gaps in the knowledge about the risks that are present within the greater Dublin area. And if you take the example, say, of electric vehicles, because they pose a particular challenge, it would be important, for example, if there was a multi-storey car park and for some reason that building caught fire, that the crew responding should know where the electric vehicle charging points are, because they know, okay, there's going to be a particular risk in that part of the building because there's going to be these batteries and they're going to require a particular response. But that knowledge about, for example, the placement of charging points within a multi-storey car park wouldn't be known to the crews responding. They'd be going in completely blind as to the location of a particular risk within that building. And that's the case for every building within Dublin, more or less.
So what's the risk point? Is it when they're plugged in and charging or when they're driving along the road?
Well, as I said, they're not any more at risk, and there'll be better people, much better able to give you that type of answer than I am. The key is when they do catch fire. That's the issue, right?
And as I said, catch fire, that means that they get fire from somebody else.
For example, yeah.
They don't of themselves start a fire.
No, they're no more likely, in fact, they're less likely to be involved in a fire than another.
So just to say that, yeah, they're less likely to go on fire of their own accord.
Yes, but it's when they do catch fire, they are involved in a fire, that they present a challenge. And say those batteries burn much hotter and for much longer than another type of vehicle.
So if they're a neighbouring car to a fire,
for example,
that could be a petrol car,
for example, yes, exactly,
there's a danger. That's what,
yeah,
you're saying.
If they're involved, for example, in a road traffic accident, or as I said, if there's a fire in a car park in which they're parked, so they can be caught up in fires. As I said, the risk themselves isn't any more or less, I understand. It's the consequences should there be a fire involving an electric vehicle.
There are often fires we hear, you know, on the motorways or whatever, and we generally hear more probably because it's a novelty to write about it, you know, electric car, and a car fire somewhere on the M50. Mm-hmm. Is there greater prevalence or is it just the way it's reported?
Probably the way it's reported, but also you would expect, as you said at the outset, that there's a growing trend within fires involving electric vehicles, but you would expect that because they're becoming more popular. So if more people are buying them, more people are using them, you're going to expect to see an increase of them as well in incidents. But the big concern is that there's a huge lack in the knowledge as to what's causing fires. Fires generally, right? Even if you look at some of the figures that were reported over the weekend, of the fires, I think it was 11,000 fires that responded to nationally in 2022, less than half of them was the cause of the fire reported and known. So if you've got these huge gaps in the knowledge as to what's, for example, causing fires, it's much harder to make strategic decisions as about how to deploy the resources of the fire brigade.
So what would you like? What are you looking for? What's the advice?
So what we're looking for is a for example, I'm representing Dublin Fire Brigade, and we're what our members are seeking is a risk assessment to be done of the built environment of the city itself. There is an agreement in place that should be done, but we've seen delays and frustrations in the pace of implementing that agreement. This all arose from, some of your listeners may recall, the fire in the Metro Hotel in Ballymun in 2018. And that highlighted significant gaps in the knowledge about risks within what we call the built environment, you know, behind the door. And arising from that, there was an agreement that should be looked at, there should be a risk assessment done, and yet it still hasn't been done. And I'll give you another figure. The government themselves published a report last year saying that between 50 and 80% of properties built during the Celtic Tiger had fire safety defects. But yet, fire crews do not know what those defects are or where they are. So again, even when the knowledge is out there, it's not made available to the men and women who'll be responding should there be an incident involving one of those properties.
And we're not just talking about cars then?
Not just about cars. This is a general problem.
This is a fire safety audit that you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it up, do you think, to owners or management companies of the buildings to submit that to, I don't know, who do you get certification from? The fire brigade, maybe?
Yeah, they absolutely have a role to play. But also the city council has a role to play, as I said, in providing the resources necessary for this risk audit to be done. So it does need a broad response. But there are models that are used in other jurisdictions. Those models could be implemented within Dublin in order to ensure that fire crews have the knowledge that they need to respond to incidents and to better protect the public.
Right. And this is, in your view, a fire safety issue that has to be resolved, is it?
Yes.
And that's the motivation. Have there been any close calls?
I don't want to get into incidents about close calls. I wouldn't have that information. But the fact is, any time you're deploying incidents and the crews do not know what they're responding to, you're creating a risk, and that's an avoidable risk. And the solution is information.
Very good. Good to meet you, Jeff.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Much
indeed. Thank you. That's Jeff McAvoy, trade unionist at SIP2. And we'll be talking to Geraldine Hurd, excuse me, about this tomorrow.